with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Pennsylvania is one of several states that flipped in the 2020 presidential election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is touring the Blue Wall states and reports from outside Pittsburgh.
In 2016, Donald Trump narrowly won the state before losing to Joe Biden 4 years ago by about one percentage point. The latest polling averages give a slight edge to Trump, but he's in a statistical tie with Kamala Harris. Allegheny County here in western PA is solidly Democratic, but all of the surrounding counties are Republican. Both campaigns have been furiously courting voters in hopes of winning the biggest battleground prize next week. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania.
As the 2024 election draws closer, observers say the U.S. election system has safeguards, but its vulnerability is human nature.
Election and national security officials have said there's no way a foreign power could successfully alter enough votes to change the outcome of the upcoming presidential contest. But that hasn't stopped foreign adversaries as well as domestic extremist groups from pushing disinformation intended to make voters question the integrity of the system. One possible scenario involves what is called a perception hack. When an adversary tries to hack into a secure system, not to obtain sensitive material or to change votes, but to generate distrust and fear. Election officials say that's why it's important to remind voters just how secure the system is. I'm Norman Hall.
A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 378 points. The Nasdaq dropping by 512, with the S&P 500 index lower by 108 points. This is SRN News. Who's that knocking on the door?
If you live in a presidential battleground state, it's probably the Faith and Freedom Coalition. That evangelical organization reports its volunteers have knocked on 8 million doors in 7 key states seeking to get Christians to vote. Polls indicate that millions of believers still don't get to the polls on Election Day, and mobilizing even a small percentage of them could decide who becomes president. FFC is predicting good turnout on Tuesday. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The groups promoting abortion amendments on the ballots in 10 states have outraised their opponents by more than 6-1 and are spending far more on ads. The majority of the money is being raised and spent around the question before voters in Florida. There's been an influx of campaign funding in South Dakota as well. That includes money from national abortion groups such as Planned Parenthood for the first time. This is SRN News. There's concern that bird flu could morph into a threat to humans.
Growing concern after a pig at an Oregon farm was found to be infected. It was detected at a backyard farm in Crook County, in the center of the state. Last week, bird flu turned up among poultry at the farm. The place was put under quarantine, and all 5 of its pigs were euthanized so additional testing could be done. It's not a commercial farm, so federal ag officials say there is no concern about the safety of the nation's pork supply. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Dodgers' 8-7 victory over the Yankees in Game 5 for their 8th World Series title and 2nd in 5 years averaged over 18 million viewers, according to Nielsen. That's the most watched game in the Fall Classic since Game 7 in 2019, when the Washington Nationals defeated the Houston Astros. More details at SRNNews.com.